struck midnight, June 21, you came into my life. When I first laid my eyes on you, I knew it was true love. You were my 18th one, I'd never lie, but you were oh so special, and I didn't know why. You were something I never felt before. You were the summer of 2004. I spent the cold months counting the days, till I'd be feeling your warm sunny rays. But with the temperature below 32, my lips matched my emotions when they were turning blue. My emails went unanswered, it made me feel the fear of you still being angry about our breakup last year. But when June came and went, you strolled in through my door and you said, "Hey babe, I'm the summer of 2004. Why did you have to leave me? 3 months just ain't enough for me. Never gave me your number, drove away in your Hummer. We didn't work, it's a bummer. Oh, summer." When we were together, I didn't have no school. We'd do nothing all day except go swimming at the pool. As it comes to friendship, well, we were pretty tight. We'd tell each other secrets and rarely get in a fight, yeah. But when you did get angry, you let out such a wail that it would rain mighty hard and thunder and hail. But I never doubted I loved you, of this I am sure, 'cause after all, you were the summer of 2004. Why did you have to leave me? 3 months just ain't enough for me. Never gave me your number, drove away in your Hummer. We didn't work, it's a bummer. Oh, summer. And so we were happy more often than not. And then there were those days when you were amazingly hot. But we couldn't get physically intimate, I guess for the reason that I am just a human and you are just a season. Of our interracial relationship, our parents weren't fond. But it's alright, 'cause Halle Berry had that thing with James Bond. Still, I want to touch you, warm me to the core, but I can't, 'cause you're the summer of 2004. Now the leaves are turning red, and it means that you are gone. I had to take away the slip and slide from my lawn. You're dead in my mind, you aren't alive. I can't wait